Guess what time it is? Friday Jams! Well, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rock Your Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Boker, a serial entrepreneur on a mission to help you. This show is designed to teach you, to inspire you, to motivate you to take massive action and build a future-proof business. So, whether you're just starting out or taking your existing business to the next level, this is your home. Now, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's rock your brand. What's up, everyone? Welcome to this Friday Jam session. Super excited you're here. And if you haven't heard me say it before, I'm going to say it right now. This is probably one of the highlights of my week because I get to hang out with some cool people every single Friday and answer some really awesome questions. Now, you might be asking, Scott, how do I get my question answered? Well, all you need to do is become part of our Take Action crew. How do you do that? Very easy. Head on over to takeactioncrew.com. It's totally free. And we do it every single Friday. And it is a blast. So what you're about to listen to is one that we did last week. So this way here, even if you can't attend, you can always show up here to the Rock Your Brand podcast and listen to our live jam session. All right, guys. So sit back, relax, and let's jam. All right, guys, welcome back to another Friday Jam session. I am fired up because, well, why not? We all should be fired up. It's a great day, even though it's raining outside today for me. My voice is almost gone. Good reason, though. Last night, my daughter, who's 13 on her middle school team, was their last game of the season. For the regular season. And they ended up having a really, really tough match, but it was great. And they ended up winning. They went undefeated for the season. Now they're heading into playoffs, but I had to cheer a little bit. So that's why my voice is a little hoarse today. But you know what? It was worth it. So that's the reason why the voice is hoarse. All right. So today, what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about naming your website, or as I like to call it, your niche property. And this is something that I discovered the other day. I discovered that people are still making mistakes when naming their websites. And some of this stuff goes back from years ago on how people used to name their websites because they thought it was going to help them in search. It was going to help them get ranked faster and stuff like that. And then Google has done a recent update, which we want to avoid putting some of these words in our name. I'll explain what that is here in a minute. But that's really what today is going to be about. It's going to be our jam session. We are going to be answering any questions that you have. Now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, obviously you can't ask questions because you're listening on the podcast after this airs or after this is recorded live. If you want to be part of our live sessions, head on over to takeactioncrew.com. You can sign up there and then you can watch these live or attend one on a Friday if you want to. Or the other cool thing is if you're on that list, I'm going to send you free stuff, some free information. Actually, this morning, I sent out an email where I went through and I evaluated about 15 different niche properties that are being sold in the marketplace. And I went through and I found maybe three that would be potentially worth investing in, or at least getting some intel as far as that market or that niche. So again, another reason why you probably want to jump on my email list. And if you want to hear any more about the niche property stuff. So again, takeactioncrew.com. That's probably the best place to go to get on the list. All right. So let's kick this thing off. So what are we talking about here? And I'm going to give you some examples of what I discovered the other day going through some of these websites. All right. Because people are still doing it. So years ago, okay, back in the day, people used to take a domain name, okay, a website name, and they would try to make it target an exact long tail keyword. Okay. So something like how to get sixpackabs.com. Like that was literally like that was a website. And then someone would just try to rank that. They'd put a little bit of content there. And then anytime someone would search for that, they would come up because Google at the time was looking at the exact match domains and saying like, oh, if that thing's the exact match, it must be relevant. It must be what that person is looking for. Well, then Google got wise to that. And then they started to basically discard that. They weren't using that as their ranking metric or their ranking factor, okay, their signal. So they were kind of like not looking at the name as much. Now, fast forward to today in 2021, and I'm sure in the future, it's all about relevancy. So yes, you can make your name say what your niche is about. So if you're talking about fishing, then having something in there that says fishing would be probably a good idea. Now, there are some things that you can become too niche, okay, too narrow. And I'm going to give you a couple examples of those as well that I found that I think are way too niche focused, okay? So we want to be a little bit loose, a little bit broad, but we also don't want to be so niche, okay? So, but the thing is you are going to want to have your site, okay, be relevant. It's all about relevancy nowadays, okay? Meaning that if you have a domain name, you want it to be relevant. The content is going to allow Google to see that the domain it is being published on is relevant. If you're thinking about buying an expired domain, which I've talked about here on the podcast, which we're going through a case study right now where we purchased an expired domain, we're building a website on that. If that domain has great rankings great domain authority, and you think it's a great name, but there's no history on that domain, there's no relevancy on that domain, there's no sense in even buying it because you're basically starting somewhat from scratch because you don't have the relevancy. The domain that we bought, the expired domain that we bought, it's about 12 or 14 years old. It has been known for the niche, okay, because it was purchased to talk about the niche, okay, without giving it away. It's kind of how I can describe it there for you. So let's get into it, okay? So now that we know exact match domains, we don't really need to worry about that. We aren't going to go, oh, this keyword gets 50,000 searches a month. If I go after just that one long tail keyword, life is going to be amazing. I'm going to get all that traffic. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and create an exact match domain. You know, how to get sixpackabs.com. Like, no. We don't even want to consider that. We don't even want to think about that when we're creating a website. Don't even think about that, okay? No longer needed in doing this, okay? So now let's talk about something that I would not include in a name, okay? And that is reviews or reviewer, okay? And I discovered this the other day that there's people still doing this. They're creating websites that have review in it or reviewer. And the reason why I would not do that is because Google just came up with an update, literally just came out with an update probably 6-8 months ago. I don't know the exact date. And it was targeting sites that are only creating review type content. So basically, if you have a site that has the word reviewer in it or review, there's probably a lot of content on there about you reviewing stuff. It's probably weighted more heavily on the reviews. That there is going to be a strike against you. Now, can you take that site and then just start adding a whole bunch of informational content over the next year or two? Yes, of course you can, and you should. Does that mean if you have a website right now that you have been building and it has the word review or reviewer in it, that it's going to be bad? No, it's just if I'm starting from scratch, I'm not putting those words in my domain name. Period. Okay. And if I'm building the site, I'm not going to be producing content that heavy in the review landscape. Okay. It's going to probably be 80-20. And Chris Schaefer yesterday had said he wants to go even more than that and go 85-15. So 80-20, you know, 85-15, just what we're saying is it should be more heavily on the informational side than the product review side. Okay. So review. We do not want to keep, or we do not want to add that in our domain name. So one that I found that's being sold on Motion Invest right now, a marketplace that sells websites, the name of it is towelreviewer.com. Towelreviewer.com. That's the name. What do you think they do? What's the only thing that they can do? Review towels. Like that's all that you're going to be able to do. So when I talked before also about being too niche, Towel Reviewer, you're not going to talk about blenders. You're not going to talk about, blinds. You're going to talk about towels. It's basically all that you're going to be able to talk about. Now, you can talk about other stuff, but it would be weird, right? So two strikes there are, number one, it's got reviewer in the domain name, and it's about one specific thing. right? One specific thing. Now it's different. If you were going to review just cameras, I still wouldn't put camera in there. I would do something around photography, right? Like that would make more sense. And I wouldn't call it photography camera reviewer. Like I just wouldn't do it. You don't have to. Okay. So, okay. That's the first one. Okay. For those reasons. The second one is top rated. Okay. Now I'm going to give you an example of this, and I've seen this several times, but this one here is another active listing that's being sold. And the name of it is topratedfireplaceinserts.com. So what do you think that they tried to do there? And this site, I think, is 7 years old. 7 years ago, it might have been still okay to go after a keyword, top-rated fireplace inserts. Someone that's doing a Google search is looking for top-rated fireplace inserts. We know that they're probably searching for a fireplace insert, and they're looking for top-rated, okay? Or you could also say, well, maybe they would put in their best fireplaceinserts.com. That's another one that people would probably go after. And there's probably already someone that has. Okay. I personally would not do that. Okay. Number one, it's just weird to have it to be the exact name of that or the exact long tail, right? Something fireplace inserts if you want to, but still, I don't know that I would just base it around fireplace inserts. I would take off inserts and maybe just do fireplaces, or maybe do something where it's about, something about the experience or something about fire. Well, if you did fireplace, you could talk about fire pits, I guess. You could talk about outdoor stuff. I don't know that I would go so niche, and I wouldn't go so long, right? So top rated fireplace inserts, like something fireplace, maybe. Something with backyard in it, something. Well, then you can't talk really about fireplace inserts as much. So I'd have to think about that, but I wouldn't do it where I'm talking about just fireplace inserts. Okay. So top rated, I wouldn't add that. I usually like to keep my domain names 2 to 3, like 3 max. Okay. 3 words max. All right. So let's move on here. The next one that I see a lot is putting the word best, right? So here's 2 examples that I found, again, doing this deep dive the other day. I did a little bit of real estate, kind of like evaluations. And I mentioned that earlier, where if you're on my email list, you probably got that video that I shared with you. But I went through and found these 2 sites that are being sold. One of them is besttabletguide.com. So people that are looking for buying tablets. Okay. So 2 reasons I don't like that. Number one, it's got best in there, right? So we're just putting in a word that we think people are going to search for, best tablets, right? I wouldn't put the word guide in there because then it's kind of like, I gotta, deliver on a guide. It's like weird, right? And then the other thing, the reason why I wouldn't even build something in that niche is because it's tablets. They're always updating. They're always going out of date. There's always a new one. So it's kind of like you got to be like a news site in a sense. So that's one side note there. But I don't like putting the word best in there. Best tablet guide or besttabletsguide.com. I just wouldn't do it. Here's another one that I found doing that little bit of, evaluation the other day. Here was another site that's being sold. bestmargaritamachines.com. bestmargaritamachines.com. So that means the only thing they're going to talk about is margarita machines. Now, something, if you're going to talk about something about margaritas, you probably just want to do something around mixed drinks or something about cocktails or something like that, but not bestmargaritamachines.com. I just don't like the word best, and I don't like having the actual narrow, you can only talk about margarita machines. It's like you didn't even talk about margaritas, like Margaritaville, like Margarita Fun Times or something, right? Like it's machines, right? It's like if I'm going to talk about shakes or something, I'm going to talk protein shakes, bestproteinshakemachines.com. No, I would never do that. So again, best, I just wouldn't include it, and I wouldn't include it so niche. So here's a couple more that were a little bit too niche for me. And again, these were 2 sites that are being sold. One is pethairpatrol.com. So all that they're going to be able to talk about is really pet hair. Why not just make it around, you know, taking care of your pets, you know, or something along the lines of, I mean, I don't know if I would even go as far as grooming, but something about care or beautiful or something. I think along the lines of care would be good. Something like that, but I would not make it where all I could talk about is pet hair. Right. And I just wouldn't do it. The patrol part, I don't care about. Like, that's okay. That's kind of, you know, funny. You can do something there with pet something patrol. Like, you're patrolling like all of the best stuff to make sure that your pet is safe and healthy and, you know, all of that stuff. That's fine. But I wouldn't add pet hair. And then the next one here, this one's really crazy and very, very, very niche. Hoseadvisor.com. So basically all I'm going to talk about is hoses. And really all they talk about is garden hoses. Now this site has been built. It's actually earning some money. I think it's earning like $400 or $500 a month. I could be wrong on that. But how much more are you going, how much traffic are you going to get for being a hose advisor? Right? I don't know. I don't like it unless all you're doing is trying to build that thing and make a few $100 a month. Like, maybe, I guess, but I wouldn't waste the time. Hose advisor. I would do something with outdoors or something with gardening or something like that. And then maybe you have one section that all you're going to start maybe talking all about hose stuff. Maybe that's your first little sub niche that you're going to be talking about, right? And you're going to go deep in there. So hose advisor, pet hair patrol, a little too niche, best margarita machines, best tablet guide, like all of those, I would not even touch. And also just going into it, like if you're at the place right now that you're building a site from scratch, a niche property, then use what I just shared with you as advice of what not to include in your names, right? I like to keep things a little bit broader so we can talk about other things. But in the same sense, I want them to know that they're in the right place, right? So if I was going to talk about only bass fishing, I wouldn't want to limit myself to only bass fishing. So I probably wouldn't call my site bassfishinglovers.com. It would probably be something along the lines of fishing, you know, or fishing the outdoors, or fishing ninja or fishing something. Fishing patrol. Like, I guess you could do that one. I don't know if I would do that one. You get what I'm saying, right? I wouldn't do it where I only could talk about bass fishing at that point. I would rather let the content allow the site to be known for talking about bass fishing. Okay. So hopefully this has helped you. Okay. What not to name your website. All right. What not to name your website. All right. So here's what I'm going to do next, because this is a Friday jam session. I'm going to open it up for some Q&A, see if we got any questions on this. But before I do turn it over to the Q&A, if you're going to end listening at this time, because you don't want to listen to the Q&A, which is totally cool. If you're interested in building your own niche property, then I would encourage you to head on over to buildnicheproperties.com. And that's our full training that will walk you through A to Z on how to do this. We do talk about naming. We talk about also how to run a search for trademark names and things like that before you decide on a name. So there is more that we talk about in the in that training. So buildnicheproperties.com, check it out. All right, let's go ahead and see if we got any questions over here. Let's see. Okay. See. Okay, so I don't see any questions right now. Okay, here we go. That just didn't come through. I guess it was a little bit of a delay. Any problems with using prefixes like our, my, or the with general niche names? Okay, you got to be careful with this. And let me tell you guys a little story. I learned this the hard way. Is when you put something like new or our or my or something like that, there's usually, not always, there's usually going to be a reason why the main one is not available. Someone's already got the domain. Now, just because someone has a domain name doesn't mean that you couldn't get away with that. But here's the story where I learned the hard way. So years ago, probably 14-ish years ago, we had our first ever digital, product that we were selling, but I was building an audience and everything back in the day in the photography space. Cause any of you that have been following me for any period of time, you know that my wife and I owned a photography studio, after I left my construction job. So, we decided to, because we were going to teach people, all the ins and outs of running a photography studio. And so we said, you know what, we're going to call it, a photo biz, right? So photo biz was going to be it. And so being green, not understanding and not knowing how to do a trademark search, I was going to try to get that domain. Well, it wasn't available. So I said, you know what I'll do? I'll just put new in front of it, new photo biz. So that's what I did. And I built everything on that domain. I built my content. I built an email list. I even branded a product. And about a year in, I got a phone call. Basically the owner of the company, PhotoBiz, which was a legit company. It wasn't just someone, having a website. They were a legit company. And they said, hey, just want to let you know, you're violating our trademark. And, we need you to stop using it at once, like immediately. And I had a lot of content pointing to that domain. I had had a membership on top of that domain. I had courses on that domain and all that stuff. So I panicked. And I called them back and I asked them if there was any way that they could just do a redirect on that and I will change the name immediately. And so I did, and I renamed it New Portrait Biz. Now I still use the word new, and I shouldn't have. I should have just went with like Portrait Biz. But I ended up doing it. I did a trademark search. I got an LLC. I trademarked the name New Portrait Biz. So yeah, I learned the hard way. It cost me a few thousand dollars, but I thought I was going to go to jail because I didn't understand that, you know, violating a trademark doesn't land you in jail, but you could definitely go through some legal stuff. So I would stay away from using anything with my or the, our, I would just stay away from that because I just think that number one, it also, I think there's other names out there that you could play around with and use. So my personal advice would say, stay away from that if you can. So that's what I would say there. Okay. So any other quick questions here before we wrap up today? It doesn't look like we have many questions on this, which is, surprising, but that's okay. We can jam on something else if you guys want to. But I guess that probably means that you guys understood everything and you don't have any questions. So, we can definitely wrap up here for the day. So I'm going to wait a couple seconds here because I know there's always a delay in here. But if you guys have any questions, drop them in. Let's see. Nope, but Alejandro did give me an apple and a fist bump. So that's good. Appreciate that, Alejandro. All right, cool. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. If you guys are watching this on the replay, you can go ahead and drop a comment or a question in the comments and I'll do my best to go back. Okay, Alejandro, when will the call be available? The call that we did yesterday is uploading right now and it should be available this afternoon. So if you go into the Brand Creators Academy portal, if you go under Office Hours Call, click on that, it will bring up the playlist and the most recent one will be at the top. So, and I'll also post that inside of the BCA Accelerator group. Can you do a session of other critical things not to do? Yeah, as I come across them. But yeah, I'd have to kind of go through every aspect and see. But whenever I see stuff like this, I like to point it out. The other thing I'm thinking about doing, guys, let me know if you think that this would be a good idea. And again, I'm just kind of riffing here. I'm kind of spitballing. And I'm curious if you guys would find this useful. I'm thinking about maybe once a week doing a deep dive on the marketplace, finding a website that's being sold and kind of doing a deep dive into that niche property. So I'm just curious, would you find that useful and helpful? Thinking about maybe doing one a week. And I was even thinking about maybe creating a separate segment in my email list to basically people that raise their hand that want it. It would be free, of course, but obviously I also want to keep educating people on this whole niche property thing because who knows, maybe one day you're going to want to join our class or join BCA. So I enjoy doing these. They're fairly easy for me to do, and I'm kind of doing it anyway because I'm always looking at different pieces of real estate. There was actually one the other day I was thinking about buying. It was $36,000. I actually talked to my wife about it. I ended up doing some digging and found out that I didn't want to buy it. And there was a few reasons why I didn't. So would that be useful for me to kind of share one that I was considering buying, but I didn't, and why? And then, you know, kind of share that in a certain area. So let me know. Okay. So couple the deep dive with the Monday mindset. That might be a little bit too much. Yes, though, you did want it. Liz says yes. Also, will you do over the shoulder creating your page post inside WordPress, everything you should and shouldn't do? Yeah, we're going to be actually inside of Niche Properties and inside of BCA. We do have training in there already that goes through the optimization. Or if you go through the content creation challenge, which is also part of the Niche Properties class or inside of BCA, there's a section right in there that we go through that. But we are going to do an upcoming call on BCA, Brand Creators Academy, where we're going to just do a full optimization call. So we'll just take you through a few posts and show you those checkpoints. Let's see. And Giselle says, rather spend time on brand new site. And what do you mean by that, Giselle? You mean you would rather spend time focusing on a brand new site? I'm not quite sure what that means. A deep dive every 2 weeks or a month would be good. Okay, cool. It's good feedback. The mistakes to avoid always prove to be a way help or to be helpful. Okay. And the Scooby Life says, possum. I love that. Cool. All right, guys, that is going to wrap up this Friday jam session. If you are listening to this on the podcast, then what I would do is make sure that you are on the email list. Make sure that you go to takeactioncrew.com. And even if you don't attend all of these live, you want to hear more about Niche Properties and all of that stuff, that's where you'll be able to sign up to the list. I think that's the only place that you can actually sign up for our list right now, other than anything that we're doing for Facebook ads and things like that. So Ty Linda, what's up? You're going to be off-roading this weekend? Let's see. Oh, I see. Giselle says, okay, just a little clarification, not purchasing existing site, just building new sites. But here's the cool thing, Giselle. When I do these little deep dives, it's not even that I'm going to buy one. It's that I'm going to analyze it. And I also learn some valuable information by being able to see some of the metrics, see some of the data, right? And so when I can see that data, and I'll give you a quick example. So by looking at this, even on that hose site, right? The hose advisory. Well, he's running Ezoic ads on that site. So I can look and see what Ezoic is paying, you know, for those, you know, for that niche. So that makes it really, really, you know, it's very, very powerful, you know, to be able to have that intel. So that's one of the things I always take away. It's not that I'm necessarily going to buy one, but I'm going to analyze it. I may buy one though. I'm not saying that I would never buy one. I'm always on the look for a good deal. And I'm also looking at having a site that you can, because my idea was with that site that I was thinking about buying for 36 grand was it's getting a good amount of traffic right now and it's upticking and they're making about $1,000 a month. But I saw opportunity that I could probably double that in the next 6 to 8 months. And so then I could take it and then flip it, kind of like a house flip. There were some signs that I saw that I didn't think it was a good site. Because just some of the internal stuff within the site that I didn't like. And there were some red flags that went off. Okay, last thing here. I would like to know if it's possible to buy a site and use it to help my existing site or within my site to boost what I have. Yes, there are some strategies there. And one of those would be buying a site that is getting some traffic and then redirecting that traffic and pointing, kind of like doing a 301 redirect and pointing it over to your new site or your existing site. And what that will do is it'll, number one, it'll take link juice and push it there, but it'll also allow you to have some more content on your site. So there's, it's a little tricky, but yes, it is possible. And can you analyze a competitor that isn't selling their site? Yeah, we could totally do that, Liz. I guess my question on that would be, I can't really see the hard data. I can look and see at what, you know, Uber Suggest says or even AHRefs. I can go in there and do that, which is totally fine. But I don't have hard like numbers. Like I don't have really what they're earning. I can just speculate. But I could totally do those too. And that might be something that I would do. So maybe what I could do also is even have a form that says, hey, if you have a site that you want me to analyze, that's a competitor, and let you know what I think about it and what the opportunity is here, you know, submit it. And then maybe you submit that. And then I do maybe, like a website teardown type of thing. So that's an idea that I had. Yeah. And, Scooby Life says, that's what I want to do, but make it look smooth and natural. Yeah. I mean, you could also buy a site and have all that content. And then just, like I said, almost like port it over onto your site if it makes sense, or you would just take that domain that has authority and then redirect it to your site and maybe even link to some of your other stuff. It does require some more work, and you do need to make sure that the site is clean for sure. And I don't know who this one is because it looks like StreamYard isn't letting it come through. But it says, looking forward to starting a second blog, but focused on my original for now until I get monetized. So appreciate your show and guidance and BCA. Rock on. I love that. So yeah, that's awesome. Cool. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. One last little shameless plug. If you are interested in considering building a niche property and you want help, head on over to buildnicheproperties.com. That's where you'll get our full training. And currently right now, it is at the lowest price that it will be. And we're also talking about raising the price in the next few months. So if you want to get in now. Buildnicheproperties.com. All right, guys, that's it. That's going to wrap it up. As always, take care, take action, have an awesome, amazing day, weekend, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care, guys. All right. Well, I hope that you enjoyed that Friday jam session. And like I said in the beginning, if you want to attend one of our live Friday jam sessions, all you need to do is head on over to takeactioncrew.com. That is where we show up every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And you can join us. You can ask a question and then I can answer it. And we can go ahead and also publish it here on the podcast. So once again, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. This is always one of the highlights of my week. And until next time, remember, I'm here for you. I believe in you and I am rooting for you. But you have to. Come on, say it with me. Say it loud. Say it proud. Take action. Have an awesome, amazing day. And I'll see you right back here on the next episode. Now go rock your brand. Oh, and one last thing. If you can do me one small favor and leave me a review over on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and just let me know what is one thing that the podcast has helped you with since listening, whether you just started listening or if you're a longtime listener, like this one right here from Leanne. She says, content is invaluable. 5 stars. Host forever keeps my attention. The content is always extremely helpful. He's given me more of an education in the last year and a half that I've been listening than I would have gotten with a degree in entrepreneurship, if that's even a thing. Tons of incredible, useful information, tips, and motivation. My favorite things are, 1, he is not boring. He's engaging and motivating in a personal and professional way. 2, he doesn't dribble on about off topics. And 3, the titles are on point. When I'm struggling with particular issues, I know that I can go to the podcast, search through the podcast, and find what I'm after. This is great because I certainly don't have time to go through a million episodes of different podcasts, just hoping that I'll run across the topic I'm needing at that time. So I appreciate these so much. Your review will help inspire and motivate other people, and it will also allow us to reach more people inside of these platforms. So if you would do that, that would be amazing. And as always, remember, I'm rooting for you.